It's a musical weekend here at Tallahassee Talks. I've got Donnie Jackson with me. He is a rap artist of some accomplishment. And we're celebrating the TC Chorus presentation of Unity 14 concert. I've got Adrian Kautz in the business spotlight talking about One Fresh Pillow. Great show up ahead, so stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
In 1945, Jack Widen started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Widen because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Widen Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Widen wanted, and it's been the Widen way of doing business for over 70 years. Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Widen Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or widenglass.com.
Yes, here we are, my friend, on this fine occasion when the weather has been rather pleasant of late, sunny and cold at night and mildly warm during the day. It's kind of what we spend all summer dreaming about. It's finally here, so enjoy it for the few days that we have it. But we do hope that you're having a great Saturday, wherever you may be, a great day beyond in the days ahead as we bring you more of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, now approaching the beginning of our eighth season. Can you imagine? So we started in February. Let's see. I don't do math very well, but that was about like 7 years ago. Yeah. So 2011, I believe. And over the course of time, we've had the pleasure of talking with so many very good folks about some great ideas and the things that they do and why they do it. No less the case here when we have Donnie Jackson with us in this first hour of the show. We're going to learn about his story. We're going to hear some of his music. He's got a new album that came out yesterday called Back to Basics. That's all about Donnie Jackson. Donnie the Saint Jackson. Let's see. Who else have I got here for you? Well, yes. The one and only Jan Smith, president of Tallahassee Community Chorus. She'll be with us in the second hour, along with her esteemed colleague, the very popular Randall Webster. Many of you know Randall, Red Hot Java, Big Daddy that he is. Big Daddy and Red Hot Java's been performing round and about for many years. Accomplished blues artist, a great band in his own way as a composer, performer, singer. Yeah, so you bring these two together. I mean, Jan has been the president of the Tallahassee Community Chorus for its many years, for many of its 31 years. She's been singing with them for a long time. She's a retired attorney, by the way, if I recall correctly. She was in charge of the whole Lemon Law program. So that's a good thing. So she's an able advocate, no matter what her role may be. She's standing up and saying, hey, pay attention. This is a good thing. That's kind of what she's doing here today. So they have this coming concert then on the 26th. Yes, this coming January 26th, which is a Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Ruby Diamond Concert Hall, Florida State University. Unity 14, it's called. We're going to find out more about that with Jan Smith, Randall Webster. So here we are, beginning of this year, 2019. If you had a chance to listen last week, you were reviewing with us in a retrospective our experiences through 2018, which is customary for us to do. We'll, you know, take one show somewhere towards the end of December, first part of January, and do a retrospective. Brought to you several conversations then that we thought covered some of the bigger topics at hand and some of the areas of interest from science and technology to social services, right, to arts and entertainment, and of course, government and politics. No want for any of those topic areas when it comes to stories of the day. Brian DeLoge talked about consolidation, which came up again early on in the year. And yes, not to mention a FBI investigation that at this juncture has yielded the indictment of former Commissioner Scott Maddox. So there was that. And then came meteorologist Nancy Dignan talking about Hurricane Michael. So when it comes to science and technology, that lady has a lot to say about weather patterns, climate change, and the like. We got into talking about that with her on that occasion. All of that to say, now that we look forward further down the road, I was taken by this opinion piece the Tallahassee Democrat provided us lately. It's the second installment in this series, I suppose, that they are trying to present for us, what they initially dubbed Time for a Fresh Start in a New and a New Story. And that was chapter one that was initially published back on the 16th of December, right? And so then as of January 6th edition, here back a few days, they come to us with chapter two, which has to do with transparency. And of course, the headline there, the title of the article is The Need for Transparency in a One Degree of Separation Town. I don't know about you. I've been here 40 years. And there is that that is repeatedly evident in various circles. And I don't know about you, but I've been in a number of those circles. Business, church, education, social activities, community groups. I mean, you know, it's the kind of place, Tallahassee, that it invites you to participate in all of those kinds of things. Social service organizations, and, you know, business networking groups and such. So, I mean, I think that I've had a fair amount of experience in all of that. The kind of transparency that this particular article is calling for, I think, is worthy. I think the article itself is well written. Of course, we know that Skip didn't write it, but I mean that's why he doesn't do that. He's the president and he's the publisher, but you know he's got William over there as their editor. Not to mention Jennifer and Randy and all the rest of them that are the all members of the editorial board, not to exclude Andrew and Jim Henry. Just teasing you, Skip. We love you. And in my humble opinion, Skip Foster is one of the best things that's happened to the newspaper in a long time. Be that as it may, I'm just saying that this particular piece reads well in that it tries to take a step further beyond some of the idealism that was first presented. You know, like we just need to get rid of cronyism. Okay. This gets down into how some of that might be accomplished. I still think that there's a part of this that's being missed. And here's my point. It's easy enough to get into it if you think through the personal experiences you've had, if you've been in business for any length of time, if your kids have been involved in various athletic activities, let's say soccer or whatever, or Little League, if you've participated in any high school events or middle school events, every one of these organizations has not only an identity, they have a kind of us against the world mentality. And that's the part that I find most bizarre. So many organizations, no matter what the labeling may say, what their intended or stated purpose may be, find themselves at odds, competing with one another over very similar goals. But this turfdom, this idea that it's mine and not yours, that's a target we need to focus on. Let's see if we can do that in 2019 to some measure. I'll talk more about this later. I've got Donnie Jackson coming up here after the break. You stay with me. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
In our business spotlight, we have an opportunity to learn all about One Fresh Pillow, a local company that has for its almost now 3 years been bringing better sleep, more comfortable pillows to an entirely new, exciting generation of people who find themselves otherwise not sleeping well, having, you know, neck problems and such. This all came about because a certain individual, Aaron Kautz, who is a licensed massage therapist, and his wife, Adrian, they said, you know what? The biggest problem that people face is neck pain. So Aaron, being the massage therapist that he is, brought that home and said, we need to figure this out. We need to do something that's going to help these folks. They got busy, put together some ideas, and then they started working on creating One Fresh Pillow. We have with us today Adrian Kautz, who is the co-owner, co-founder with her husband, Aaron. How are you, my friend?
I am great, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you here. And congratulations, after only a couple of years, two and a half, I guess, you've made some strong headway into this market, and it's pretty competitive because you got that guy up there in Minnesota, and he's been chanting his mantra for a while, and here you are coming on strong with this concept. Tell us about the product itself. How does it work? What does it do?
So we have a patent pending pillow design. Say that three times fast.
Yeah.
And it is unique in that it's got two different fills that are separated within two different chambers of the pillow. So you've got a more firm side on one, which is a shredded memory foam. And then that's giving you kind of the base of the good firm support you need. But you also want your pillow to be cozy and a little bit comfy. So on the reverse side, we have a synthetic down. It's a polyester fiber, hypoallergenic, very lofty, very soft. So the combination of the two gives you the perfect balance of support and comfort. And it's patent pending because there's nothing else like it in the market. My husband and I tried to find pillows in the market that he could recommend to his clients. We couldn't find anything.
Not working.
So we had to make it ourselves.
And I noticed, too, looking at your website, let's see, onefreshpillow.com. If you're paying attention, boys and girls, you need to go there. Onefreshpillow.com says, sleep right, sleep tight. And it goes on to tell us about how these two sides or two chambers accommodate both those who are kind of on your back sleepers as well as the people who are on their side sleepers. And they typically need a bit more structure, more support, right?
Absolutely. And yeah. I was always the person who had to shop for pillows for us before we just made our own. And one of the things that's frustrating is pillows are marketed in a store as being good for someone who's a back sleeper or someone who's a side sleeper.
Right.
But a lot of us will rotate between both, right? So we
especially
wanted something.
If it's been like, you know, New Year's Eve.
Indeed.
I may be sleeping on my head after that. Who knows?
Absolutely. Yeah. But you should never sleep on your stomach. That's very bad for your posture and your spine.
I've
oh my gosh.
That. Yes.
It's
my
very
chiropractor
bad.
Would
yes.
tell me. Okay.
So yes. Good. He's right. Listen.
Got that.
So the way our pillow works is if you can sleep on whatever side you want on your back or your side.
Right.
But we encourage people to, if you're going to sleep on your side, you're going to want to have the shredded memory foam on the top.
Okay.
That's the part you want to lay your head on.
Ah.
And what that's going to do is going to give you a nice firm support, and you're not going to have the pillow puffing up in your face. If you've got a really fluffy pillow and you try to sleep on your side, you're going to wind up with a mouthful of fluff all night. Now, if you want to sleep on your back, you want to have the synthetic downside up because
right.
it's nice and lofty,
right.
nice and soft. Your head can really sink into it.
Yeah.
And then the sides kind of puff up around, you know, the side of your head. So you can lean your head over a little bit. It's nice and relaxing. So
yeah.
that's what we recommend.
I'm feeling good already just talking about it. This is terrific stuff. Website offers me an opportunity to subscribe. What am I subscribing to there?
So one of the problems that I had as a consumer before we started this business was we would want to replace our pillows on a regular basis. And it was a nightmare trying to find pillows that we would like every year or so, because most manufacturers are changing the types of pillows they sell all the time. They want to have something new and shiny and improved to encourage people to, come buy this new pillow, come buy that new pillow.
So even though I got the pillow from them here a year or two, 3 years ago, I go back, I want the same pillow. Not anymore.
They may not have it anymore.
I got you. Okay.
And that happened to us, and it was really frustrating, especially after you spend so much time trying to find a pillow that's going to work well for you. It's really hard to have to start that process all over again. And so I wanted to have a way to not have to worry about doing the hunt for our next set of pillows. And so having a subscription where just, you know, you can subscribe for toothbrushes and air filters and other things that you're supposed to change on a regular basis.
Right.
This is just like that.
Very
you
cool.
need to change your pillow on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So if you sign up for the subscription, you can have a fresh pillow sent to you.
Oh, I like that.
As often as you like. We also, you save 15% if you do it that way.
Right.
Trying to encourage you to sleep properly and sleep on a fresh pillow. So
yeah.
Sign up for the subscription.
The
you save money.
Ever pillow subscription service saving me 15%. And I'm getting a fresh pillow on whatever periodic basis fits my lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Right.
There are drop-down options on the website for every 6 months,
kind of figure that out.
9 months,
yeah.
a year. But you have the control over when it will ship to you.
Gotcha. So again, folks, onefreshpillow.com. Our good friend Adrienne Kautz and her husband Aaron, who have put this business together, Tallahassee-based. And as you know, we love celebrating what it is that Tallahassee brings to the world. Here's another great idea, One Fresh Pillow. Closing thoughts. You have started here with pillows. Any thoughts about getting into other products? That would be sort of companion, I guess.
Absolutely. One companion product that we already have come out with is the King Size Pillow, which initially, Aaron and I thought, you know, a standard pillow is fine. We would even say we're trying to fit your head, not your bed, Right? I thought that was clever. I came up with that.
Did you come up with that?
I did.
Good for you. You're hired.
And I would tell people that, but they still really wanted that king-size pillow that would fit on their king-size bed.
Right.
And so we developed the king-size version of our pillow. So now we offer the standard or queen, and then we also offer a king-size. We have custom pillowcases that are on our site with a nice 600 thread count Egyptian cotton. So they're very soft and lovely.
I'm loving this.
We have a sleep spray that is actually bottled locally by my sister. She's an esthetician, and she bottles our sleep spray. We have a travel pillow, a sleep mask. But we've had a lot of people say they want dog beds.
Look at that.
Right. They want their pets to sleep well also. So
why
I love
not?
That. And we have had a lot of interest in having a maternity version, like a body pillow. And then also having a mattress topper. So those are the three things we don't have yet, but that we definitely will have on the horizon.
Coming soon to onefreshpillow.com, just for you and I, folks. Adrienne Kautz, along with her husband, Aaron, who have come up with this great little company right here in Tallahassee, now distributed around the world online at onefreshpillow.com. Adrienne, thanks for being with us.
Brian, you're always a delight. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Folks, stay with me. I got more coming up. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Donnie Jackson grew up in Florence, Alabama, where at an early age he was writing rap songs and all kind of songs, making dance routines, and discovered that music was just a natural thing for him. He used it to express his feelings about things such as war and inequality. And this, along with other experiences, led Donnie to go against the grain and join a group of hardcore gangsta rappers, where he gained firsthand knowledge about the subculture of gangsta rap. After seeing his rap group being slowly destroyed by part of its members going to state prison, Donnie was forced to make some hard decisions himself. Now known as The Saint, he decided to remove himself from the negativity. He quit the rap game and made his primary focus his education and his family. Kind of sat out for a while and then began to see an opportunity. He saw the rap game go through several changes, and he became hungry to get back in it. And so he went back to work, went back in the music lab, and came up with his first single and got that published. The new track is a great work of lyrical ability and awesome production, and it's just what the hip-hop doctor ordered. Now we have him here this week, and we're about to celebrate the release of his 2018 album, which is entitled Back to Basics.
Oh, yeah.
It came out yesterday. And here we have Donnie Jackson, The Saint. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. And, man, what a story that you kind of went through all of the back and forth. And, you know, sounds like you got to the dark side and the light came on. You said, nah, I'm not doing this.
Yep.
And here you are now.
It's definitely true. And those experiences have made me who I am today. And I thank God for his grace. He brought me through it so that I could be one to share my experiences through music and through my example.
The experiences that I've referred to here are probably just a sort of glossing over a lot of that that was pretty tough for you at a certain point in your life. There were some tough times.
Yeah, definitely some tough times of not knowing what to do and not knowing how to do it, just flying by my coattails, made a lot of mistakes, and came to a point where I didn't know what to do. So I just, took a step back from everything and started to focus on, you know, the family, the education. And after doing that, the Lord came along, and I met some people that got me into church, and everything changed on a dime. A lot of people don't change on a dime. Sometimes it's it's hard for us to change as creatures, but everything for me changed on a dime, and I knew that I knew it was the Lord, and I knew it just had purpose automatically. Wow. And so I dropped everything and started focusing on that.
And your wife, who herself has faced some health challenges.
Definitely.
She's a constant in your life.
Definitely. That's my rock. Kathy Jackson, she's back in May was diagnosed with breast cancer. So it came as a shocker to us both. We didn't expect it. The last thing that we expected was breast cancer. And she's been fighting hard through that. To see her go through that lets me know that it's through the grace of the Lord that we're able to make it through. So she's a great example for me and my rock.
And that has had what kind of influence in your music? You've got this new album now that's out, Back to Basics. I suspect there's some basic understanding in that.
Well, through this album, I write so much music. And on this album, there's a song called Bandit. And last year I released a song called Don't Stop the Funk. And I've been doing music for so long, and I finally got an album on with Snoop Dogg, Royce 5'9", and I finally got on the same album as them, and so that was a blessing. So I wrote Bandit just as a celebration of the next level. But there's things on the album that are, there's one called Make Me Wanna Holler, and because of my experiences as a young man and my cousin going to prison as a young man and getting life, but thank God he got out. He did quite a while in there. Through that, I wrote a song called "Make Me Want to Holler" because I see the same trappings that I went through over 20 years ago. It's the same thing, and through that, it made me write "Make Me Want to Holler," and it's different than anything that's out there because it's just the facts, and anybody can relate it to them. And there's definitely another album coming out after this that I've been writing because of my wife. And that's coming out after this. This was a celebratory album. I wrote a lot of things. I wrote this and I wrote that. And it's all
right.
I've been writing for a long time.
Right. Well, you certainly have our prayers for your wife and your family.
Thank you so much.
And my understanding is that so far, good news. She's showed remarkable improvement and remission status and all that going on. So.
Definitely.
We're going to continue that. Folks, we're going to take a moment. We've got this opportunity to bring you this latest from Donnie Jackson. And the song is called Bandit. Tell us again about Bandit.
Bandit is, I feel like I made out like a bandit. I feel like for a long time, doing music like I do, you don't get as many opportunities. Or the opportunities you get because of trying to follow the Lord, I don't take them. Mm-hmm. I've had many opportunities now to go on tour with different people, and I just haven't taken them because I don't go to nightclubs. I don't do the drinking. I don't do that. So I don't fit in a lot of rams.
The lifestyle.
I don't fit the lifestyle. Yeah. And so to be able to get a song on with Snoop Dogg and with Royce 5'9", 3-6 Mafia, it shouldn't have happened technically because I'm, you know, and that's through the grace of God that it happened.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, I guess I made out like a bandit.
Sweet. Well, let's take a listen, folks. Here it is. Bandit, Donnie Jackson.
Yeah. Hey. Made out like a bandit, I feel amazing.
Amazing.
Hustle like a habit, I cannot change it.
I can't change it.
It is for my family, that's my kinfolk.
Uh-huh.
Feel like I can fly, jump right out the window.
Yeah,
I did it like it's nothing, I'm steady stunting. I ain't even gotta try, yeah, the racks abundant.
Yeah.
And I did this for my family, that's my kinfolk.
Uh-huh.
Feel like I can fly, jump right out the window. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, I feel like I'm on top now.
On top, top.
I'm about to hit the charts now.
Hit the charts, break them
out. I've been patiently waiting, slowly elevating.
Yeah.
I'm about to turn a block now.
Turn a block, skirt, skirt.
I feel like I done leveled up.
Leveled up.
Turn a dream into a couple of bucks.
A couple of bucks, get them, homie.
I made it through some hard stuff.
Yeah.
Begging for a chance, now that chance is good, I'm blowing up.
Blowing up, boom.
Hustle ain't no thing to me.
Easy work.
Daddy told me go and make that cheese.
Get that cheese, homie.
I was begging for a feature.
Feature.
Sitting on the bleachers. Now I'm steady making hits.
Made out like a bandit. I feel amazing.
Amazing.
Hustle like a habit. I cannot change
Couldn't
it.
Change it, homie.
Did this for my family. That's my kinfolk. Feel like I can fly. Jump right out the window.
Superman,
yeah, I get it like it's nothing. I'm steady stunting. I ain't even gotta try. Yeah, the racks abundant.
Abundant
and
life.
I did this for my family.
I kinda feel like I'm flying,
flying.
Making hits and I ain't even trying.
Is it work? Is it work?
And I did it for my kid, folks. Did it with my ears low. Did it with me dead, bro. Yeah.
Woo.
Feel just like a bottle rocket.
A bottle rocket.
Lost a single when exploded off.
Exploded on them. Flight.
Feel like I done leveled up. Man, I killed a game. Kinda feel like I've been shooting ducks.
Shooting ducks, bang, bang.
Man, I stacked them papers up.
Stack it up, stack it up.
Somebody let the window up.
Let it up, take flight.
Cause I feel like I can fly now. About to touch the sky now. Hotter than July now.
Made out like a bandit. I feel amazing.
Amazing.
Hustle like a habit. I cannot change
Couldn't
it.
Change it, homie.
It is for my family. That's my kinfolk. Feel like I can fly. Jump right out the window.
Superman,
yeah, I get it
on
like it's nothing. I'm steady stunting. I ain't even gotta try. Yeah, the racks abundant.
Abundant
and
life.
I did this for my family. That's my kinfolk.
My kinfolk,
feel like
homie.
I can fly. Jump right out the window. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Children are curious and eager learners. Young children learn best when they experience life firsthand in play. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program knows how to spark their innate desire to find out, figure out, and solve problems through the course of everyday events. Their teachers provide the expert guidance children need to capture and extend their natural eagerness to learn. If you want your child to learn and grow in a safe environment that promotes lifelong learning, call FSU Child Care and Learning Program today or visit them online at childcare.fsu.edu. FSU Child Care and Learning Program, working together to provide every child with a rich learning environment. Call today, 850-644-7970. childcare.fsu.edu, 850-644-7970.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Donnie Jackson, known to his many fans as The Saint, also Paradox Black. Refers to himself as a throwback artist, but who touches on new content with a unique style and lyrical ability. What is that new style in your mind? What makes it different?
What makes it different is you hear things that are familiar. You're like, oh man, that sounds way throwback. Oh man, that sound like a new flow. That sound current. And so you hear some of the old school and new school in it, and then you hear, wait a minute, he told me something that I can think about. So many people, because of needing to make something that's popular music, shy away from real situations or talking about it in a way that makes people listen, because with today's music, people just want to hear a beat and they want to be happy.
We talk about that a lot here, about what's happened to the contemporary music scene, and you know, Carl and I've had this conversation, a number of us have talked about it, Danny Bedrosian, the fact that people are really not listening to the music. They're not there to listen to the music. They're there to have an experience, right?
Right.
And it's rhythmic and it's all that, but you can't be a rap artist and not be lyrically driven. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Right. It drives me crazy, the new rap style, the new mumble rap. I'm like, what did he just say? They call it mumble rapping. And I have a music coming out for that too, it'll be coming out in the future. It's an alter ego. It's kind of
When you look at your own composition, you look at your music and its origins, do you start with you and then move out from what's inspired you, or are you looking out here, see something, and then that kind of plays back, or how does that work for you?
For me, I start off now. I used to just start off writing about whatever subject. You just talk about it as we're talking.
Yeah.
And God has blessed me to make those things rhyme.
Yeah.
I can talk about, we can talk about any subject, and it flows. And so also getting with different producers, we have some tremendous producers now. When I hear their music, the music to me speaks. I hear lyrics, and I literally hear, when I hear music, I'll hear hooks, melodies, I'll hear chords, and I'll be like, no one else hears. You know, I'm like, did you not hear that? And some artists do, you know, some other songwriters are like, yeah, I hear lyrics also, but I've evidently, it's a gift. Not all people hear. The music actually, to me, it speaks. It says something.
When you think of those artists that are of influence in your life, who do you think of?
I think about the Christian rapper Lecrae.
Yeah.
Tremendous talent. I think about people that were fierce for their time, and one of the big artists for me back in the days with the big groups was NWA. Huh. They said things that were on their mind, things that were going on in the community. So that was big to me, and that stuck with me. So you go from stuff like gangster rap to Christian rap and everything in between, all the rap styles from, like I said, Snoop Dogg on the West Coast, Dirty South, all of it influences me, and I've become a mix of all of it, and I don't, you know, from all of my experiences,
sure.
It makes it different than anybody else that's out here doing it. We all should be unique as artists, right?
Indeed.
So a lot of people are trying
to
sell
find that
other.
Much anymore, too, especially in the music business.
It's definitely cookie cutter, and I don't like that at all.
Yeah. When you think about, we've had Royce Lovett on the show a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Royce. And that's a young man, and we sat together one night. I think we were out at Northside Stage, and I was just sitting there just waiting for the next thing. I think I was helping MC that night. So I was just kind of hanging, and he came and just dropped himself next to me there, and he just looked exhausted.
He's amazing.
He's a very talented man, and he's got a great, great family that supports him in this. But he just looked at me. He had tears in his eyes, and he said, man, I don't know what else to do. How do I move my music forward? And he's looking for representation. He wasn't happy then with the people that were managing the work, you know. I haven't talked to him in the last couple of months, but that's a big issue, isn't it? When you're talking about, hey, I got my thing here, but then I got to entrust these people to do their part in helping me get that out.
It's definitely a big thing, because they invest a lot of money in you. And if I remember correctly, Royce is signed with Motown Gospel.
Yeah.
And they invest a lot of money in you, so I'm sure he has, and he can speak to that, but I'm sure he's written songs that they said no to that are near to him and dear to him, and they're like, no, that's not where we want to go with you. So
we're going to take another moment to listen to this other song, Make Me Want to Holler.
Cool.
And this also on this new album, Back to Basics, it's called. It came out yesterday, folks. You want to check it out. Where can we go online to find you?
Anywhere, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere digital downloads or so.
All right, look for Donnie Jackson, The Saint. Back to Basics is the album. We're going to let you go, man. Thanks for being here today.
I appreciate you so much. Yes,
sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll take this moment and listen to Make Me Want to Holler with Donnie Jackson. You stay with me. I've got more coming up after the top of the hour.
Listen to the words that people say in their lyrics and tell me if that's real to you. You know what I mean? Listen to what they saying. Don't just bob your head to the beat. Peep the game. Peep the game.
Marie, that's what Jit was on. But when Jit go to jail, the life brings Jit home. Just a jack boy till somebody got shot. Now we looking real crazy from the time Jit got. Mama calling the jail like my boy need love. But admit it to yourself, my your boy's a thug. And she mad at the man, but I don't see how. Pick a man all you want, he the mama now. Jit crying all night, cause the cell he in. He like my Bucky Miles twisted, he be liking me. Real G's keep it gangster, we don't mess with men. So if my Bucky try to touch me, depth of going in. Jake talking real tough, but it's all a bluff. He like 0-17 from grade school up. He made his bucket step up. Little chick got strangled. Woke up the next morning with his pants to his ankles. And it made me wanna.
I know when I was young, the way they described jail is like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't wait to get to jail. I mean, I was scared and everything, but now that I'm here, this is not the spot. I know everybody go to jail, come out, so this ain't the spot. This is not the spot.
Little Jig walking around like he's still in shock. Back in General Pop, fresh off a suicide watch. When Jig was on the streets, he was always hype. Walking around the club, yelling out Thug Life. He was known to pop the pills, plus he loved to fight. Now he walk around the jail with his pants too tight. Little Jig need protection, so he joined the gang. Yelling since Deuce Brims, that's a sad he claimed. His OG gave me a key, he said, see, but don't look. You surrounded by crooks, watch your back get took. Keep some money on your books as a bargaining chip. Minimize your slips and never take a gift. And when it comes to these phones, you might get cut. Keep a sink real close and be ready to buck. See, jealous like the street, show no fear, no doubt. It's just one more thing, blood in, blood out.
You can look at it where they're building up jail. They're starting to sell jail space. You know, jail is big business. Believe me, I'm in jail. I see the big business. They charge you for your telephone calls. They charge you for disciplinary problems. Jail is big business.
Just think he protected, so he feeling no danger. Be mugging everybody, yelling, test my gangster. Looking all swole up, poking out his chest. Hardest thing on the yard till he threw up his set. He was at the road, kept them, was broke his neck. Hit him running around the yard, yelling, pimp in distress. See this camp he was at, carry different choppers. And believe me, they got blades in these G's of car. Carrying shapes like swords, cause they bang a lot. That's the medieval times, call it Camp Camelot. And they'll give you buff 50 right across your face. That's 150 stables, keep your meat in place. Just started his own gang, called the Southside Jits. Tried acting like a boss and started ordering hits. Ride on his enemies, but he violated. Both gangs on the hits and Little Jit got faded. And they make me wanna,
you know, I understand it's always going to be drug dealing. I understand it's always going to be violence, but we just need to regulate it so that we can at least have like a peaceful zone where we can all be cool, you know, or else we're going to all die. We're going to all be destroyed.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, online at tallahasseetalks.com. As you know quite well, if you've been a listener of length, of any endurance, you know that we are available there to you all the time. All of the shows that we bring you are then archived with a permanent link, so you can share them, listen to them to your heart's content. Good place there to go and subscribe to the podcast if you care to do so. A lot of folks have done that, a lot of podcasters out there that have subscribed. Appreciate that. Thank you for listening and for contributing to our welfare. We should thank all of our sponsors and advertisers that make this all happen for us. It certainly helps us keep the lights on, which is good. You know, power, radio, yeah. Hard to do radio by candlelight, if you know what I mean. But in any case, we're good for that, and thank you to you for making this part of your week. It is broadcast on 93.3 locally in Tallahassee, our good friends over there at Real Talk. Yeah, John Jopling and company do a good job over there. And is simulcast, 9 o'clock Saturdays on our station, Moose Magnificat, which is that radio station in the world bringing you local musicians playing their original songs. MooseMagnificat.com is the site. So you'll find us there. Maybe you're listening right now to Moose, and you're one of the many thousands that have joined us in that, the throng of many who find Moose rather nice to listen to, and you can hear the likes of, well, Donnie Jackson, who was with us in the first hour, and people like Randall Webster, who's going to be with us in this hour. Who else? Yeah, Drew Tillman. Jerry Thigpen. Come on, Brian, you can do this. The Jerry Thigpen Trio. Danny Bedrosian. The list goes on. Sway Ja Vu. That's a great group. Taller Trees. Lots of local bands. Lots of local singers. New 76ers. And yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway, moosemagnificat.com is the place to go for that. Now, if you want to contribute further toward the shaping of this here fine radio show, you can email us with your suggestion. You know, find Brian a replacement quickly. Right there with you, pal. But you might have a suggested topic or guest you'd like us to consider, so email us topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Simple enough. And we do appreciate all your email. You'll find us online, or I should say among the likes of social media outlets, our Facebook page, Tallahassee Talks. We're on Twitter and Instagram, all that good stuff. Try to keep you up to date, you know. So that leads me to say, as we go forward, I started out the show today talking about this business of being more transparent, maybe being more cooperative, less competitive, how it is that that mentality simply overrides a lot of very good intentions. And I think what happens, and we're going to talk about it a little bit here with Randall Webster, Jan Smith, here's Tallahassee Community Chorus, right? Long established, over 30 years, nonprofit organization. How many other arts and entertainment, we'll say, organizations, nonprofit, are in Tallahassee, and in that respect have a kind of collaborative goal, or we'll say they have a goal that is shared in terms of bringing to this community, to the world, their contribution. And they compete over funding. Sure they do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the competition. It's the idea that what one organization does of value somehow is superior to or less than another, or that those ideas that are beneficial to one cannot be easily shared with another. That kind of cooperative. And I think of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, Big Bend Minority Chamber of Commerce, other business organizations, again, allied in their intention, but are not known for working and playing well with others. And so they tend to be more exclusive than inclusive in the conversations. Makes it tough for people who are just getting started, or even for businesses that are well established, to take advantage of all the resources that are otherwise available. And so what I think has to happen is that we sort of put away what otherwise would be called a kind of plantation mentality, a plantation that is self-contained and self-serving and does its own thing and doesn't mess with anybody else and doesn't need anybody else from the outside messing with them. If we're talking about fluidity and transparency, then ideas are at the very least things that we can share openly. Hey, we tried this over here. Maybe you guys ought to try that too. You belong to brand A. We belong to brand B. But you know what? We're all really doing the same kind of thing, or we're all aiming towards some of the same goals. Look at the same thing in education. To our credit, I will say, this community has worked hard to bring about that kind of conversation, discussion, ongoing sorts of exchanges. especially among some of the educational institutions, right? So there have been those decided efforts between Florida State University, FAMU, and TCC, whereby there is an ongoing conversation. Okay. But then again, proprietary rights sometimes bleed over into these intellectual properties, particularly organizational ideas. And I think that's where we have to be cautionary. I think we have to stop and say, look, so we're a Baptist church of mostly white people, but our neighbors across the street are another brand, perhaps a missionary Baptist church of mostly black people. When does it happen that we walk across the street and we share ideas or efforts? When do we kind of roll up our sleeves and we, maybe our pastor is in your pulpit and your pastor is in our pulpit, or maybe we're cooperating with each other on various fundraising activities or just fun stuff, I don't know, concerts. If we have this in mind, that we are one Tallahassee, go back to Jeremy Matlow's campaign last year. That was his message, wasn't it? One Tallahassee. It's not north side, south side, east side, west side. It's not impoverished neighborhoods against wealthy neighborhoods or affluent neighborhoods. It's one Tallahassee devoted to bringing to the world and to one another the best that we have to offer. What's wrong with that idea? I think there's a lot right with that idea, but we have to be honest. We have to confront where we are in what we really think about that other brand, that other team. Enough with the rivalry. Let's just get down to business. Stay with me.
In 1788, Robert Burns wrote a poem to herald the coming of the new year and set the lyrics to an old Scottish tune. The little song became quite popular among the Scots and the British as the words recalled the days gone by, bidding farewell to the old and welcoming the new. Band leader Guy Lombardo is often credited with popularizing the use of the song at New Year's celebrations in America. Through his annual broadcasts on radio and television, beginning in 1929, the song became his trademark. This New Year's Eve, millions will gather across the world in celebration, and at the stroke of midnight, join together in singing Auld Lang Syne. Here's wishing you all the best and brightest in the new year from Dr. Eve James at Southern Smiles Family Dentistry in Quincy, 875-3908. Witten Glass on South Monroe, call 222-5781, online at wittenglass.com. And the award-winning Tallahassee Family Magazine, available at local retailers and online at tfmmagazine.com.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
Tallahassee Community Chorus, relentless in their devotion to bringing you a better way of living our lives, is at it again, coming up with this next opportunity for us. Unity 14, it's called, Celebrating the Arts in Education. Fantastic concert scheduled for Saturday, January 26th, Ruby Diamond Concert Hall, 7:30. We have with us, always a pleasure to have with us, President Jan Smith, Madam President.
Thank you, Brian.
You're looking spentabulous, as usual. Back from Iceland, I understand. We'll get into that a little bit, if you care to. And the musically proficient, always entertaining, and remarkably witty, Randall Webster, who is the executive director for this here fine organization, the Tallahassee Community Chorus, now in its 31st season, right?
Yep. And still moving strong.
Still moving strong, better than ever. My wife and I were at the concert in November. We haven't yet recovered from that experience. It was really glorious. And regrets to all those who did not do that. Oh, my goodness. But here you have this redeeming moment up ahead.
you can actually make good to some degree anyway, because this concert and its focus, Jan, is always about having a theme, a sort of, it's a community concert, I guess you guys call this, right?
Yes.
Tell us about Unity 14.
Well, Unity 14 in particular, we're celebrating the importance of the arts in education.
Right.
We thought it was a good time to do that, considering cuts and things that are made to the school arts programs. And, of course, our favorite art form is the choral arts. So, and it's also choral arts are the most participated form of arts.
Yes.
So we thought that we would bring in some school choirs, all of whom are award-winning.
Yeah.
And each of whom will perform their own particular piece for the concert to feature what happens when you let kids, when you let students sing and have some exposure to the arts.
I like it. And
I think the audience will absolutely love the pieces that are going to be performed and these choirs. We have, they're a kind of a mix. A couple of them are mixed ensembles and some are all women. We have a middle school choir from West Palm Beach, the Bach Middle School of the Arts. We have a high school from Winter Garden, the West Orange High School Choir. And we've got three local choirs from Leon High School, Lincoln High School, and Childs High School.
Wow. I'm looking at the lineup here. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. Bach Middle School of the Arts. Tell us about that.
It's a public school in West Palm Beach. Connie Drosakis is the conductor of the girls' choir. The girls' chorus from the Bach Middle School will be the choir that's performing.
Yes.
And she's an FSU alum and a Dr. Thomas alum. All of these choral conductors.
A disciple, we might say.
Yes, all of them have connections to Dr. Thomas. They were either his grad students or they all got degrees from FSU.
Wow.
So, they are so excited. The Bach Middle School folks are very excited to be coming and singing in this concert.
I love these titles, too. This is by Richard Burchard. Is that correct? Richard Burchard. Tomorrow shall be my dancing day.
Yep.
Randall, can you say that? Tomorrow shall be your dancing day.
Maybe when I'm a little bit more awake.
Maybe you and I'll dance together. We'll dance an Irish jig or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something worth toasting might be nice. Speaking of which, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You have brought to the organization, I think, a degree not only of administrative consistency, but to me, you're like one of the biggest cheerleaders that could ever have found. And you have said of yourself, hardly me should be singing in this chorus because I'm not that guy. But yet you stand alongside and say, wow, what a remarkable organization. What a remarkable group of performers, huh?
Well, I believe in the mission of bringing choral masterworks to the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a songwriter and singer myself. I don't sing choral music necessarily, but more blues and jazz.
I still would like to hear that happen, though. I'm looking for the day. I really am when we have the Tallahassee Community Chorus featuring soloist Randall Webster. You guys could get down with that, Jan.
Hey,
think about it, man. Do rip out one of Randall's blues numbers and just kill it. Be fun.
We'd be great background singers.
Nobody asked me, but I still think
it's interesting. I do go to the rehearsals, and I always do the warm-ups with the chorus, which I've learned have really helped my singing in my genres.
Yeah. Considering that you beat the crap out of your voice every time you sing, you monster. Well, but it's a lot of fun listening to you.
Well, I appreciate that tremendously.
You're all over Moose, you know.
That's what I see.
Man, Moose Magnificat. We're just going to rename it the Randall Webster Station. And why not? Not to gush or anything, but I have to say, I think that, back to the point, you bring to this mix of artistry and artists, performers, a level of professionalism that really comes from, borrows from, is imported from the many, many years that you have performed as a professional.
So even though you're not one of those performers, you know what it takes. That has a lot more to do with what goes on before the concert, right? And all of the administrative part of that.
Well, I have to say that Jan has a huge part of that too. She's been great in mentoring me through the process.
That's not what I understand, but I'll do a little fact checking on that later. No, I'm teasing. Jan Smith was there, and they built the chorus around you, I think.
I don't think so.
No. They ought to they should have like a plaque for you somewhere, maybe one of the seats in Ruby Diamond or something. But anyway, let's talk again. We're looking at this particular show, folks. If you're paying attention, it is coming up the 26th of this month. That's a Saturday, 7:30, Ruby Diamond Concert Hall, Florida State University. You can get tickets right now. You can do this as you're sitting there. tcchorus.org is the website. If you don't have a computer or a cell phone, well, okay. Find a landline somewhere and dial 597-0603. You can get your tickets before they are all gone. And guess what? I do not exaggerate. This concert will very likely sell out. So do it now. TC Chorus coming up. January 26th. You stay with me. We got more with these fine people. We'll be right back.
Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's the Merrymaids way of keeping your home or office at its best. And it's what we have come to expect here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our studios and offices always shine because Merrymaids makes the difference, like they do for hundreds of offices and homes in Tallahassee. They'll do just the same, just for you. And they're right here, giving back to our community and giving you extra benefits, like saving you up to $400 on your first cleaning by giving you extra service, and saving an extra 10% when you mention Tallahassee Talks. Their website makes it really easy for you, too. You can schedule a cleaning and make a payment with just a few clicks, any day, anytime, day or night, when it's convenient for you. Call Merrymaids this week, 850-386-2205. That's 386-2205. Or find them online at merrymaids.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking about Tallahassee Community Chorus, their 2018-2019 season, sort of midway now as we approach this remarkable Unity 14, celebrating the arts and education. All of these high school groups coming from around the state of, let me look at my official list here, Capital Singers, they're Leon High School, Tabitha Peck, Peter Persino, right?
Yep.
They're the conductors. Wow. And they're going to sing Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. That's arranged by Alice Parker. And then Invictus, is that right? Yes, Invictus, Joshua Rist. When you are in touch with these choirs, right, are you giving them any sort of guidance as to their selections, or is that totally on their side, or how, is there a kind of back and forth there?
Well, Dr. Thomas is the one who's in touch with the choirs on their artistic presentation, and he basically just gave them the time, and said,
Fit it, make it work.
The time. Yeah. Okay. So they, and I believe they've done that. We'll know at rehearsal whether they've done it. but I think some of the choices were meant to be related to our theme and also in tribute to him, to Dr. Thomas. The song, one of the songs that the Continental Singers live, it's called Live Long and Prosper, which immediately makes you think of Mr. Spock.
Yes.
But it was composed by Jeffrey Ames, who was also one of Dr. Thomas's grad students and who's now the director of choral activities at Belmont University, and who, when he was here, was a choir director at Lincoln High School.
I have sons and a daughter who studied under Mr.
And
Ames.
The piece is dedicated to Dr. Thomas. So it'll be sort of like that, kind of like, you know, a mixed kind of tribute. And I think it will be really a nice experience for the audience to hear all these different young voices. And then at the end, we all combine together and we sing Howard Hanson's Song of Democracy and the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
So you're going
we're going for the whole
big schmaltzy finish.
The schmaltzy finish, which...
Going to tear my heart out, Jan. Come on.
Won't just be the choir singing.
It'll be us too.
So people need to kind of stick around. And there's a part of the battle hymn that includes the audience. So, you know, that we're all going to be celebrating the arts.
Absolutely.
Are we not?
Yes.
And as you point out quite well, celebrating the career of this man who has continued to inspire so many people. We've already talked about a few of his students here. That list goes on and on. Yeah. And people who now are well distributed around the world, providing to those communities the work of choral conducting, and it is work. You know, folks, if you're not a student of the craft, we'll say, and if you think that a choral director is simply somebody standing up there waving their arms around in the air, it's just not how it goes.
Right.
And, you know, I was a kid when I was, I was in third grade when I was gifted with a saxophone. Now, prior to that, I was on the accordion big time, 6-7 years old. We'll talk about that another time. But as a student of the horn, the woodwind, the saxophone, that stayed with me, and it inspired me. You said earlier, choral arts is a much wider, we'd say, door. It's a doorway.
Yes.
It's because if you're a family that just can't afford a band instrument or an orchestral instrument, the kids
you
got
can
a
sing.
Chance.
You can sing.
And it's really a part of the whole educational process. There's been some studies where it's shown that people who perform music, whether it's playing an instrument or singing or both, do better in the STEM, because it's causing you to use both sides of your brain at the same time. So even if your focus as a parent might be science or technology or engineering or mathematics, music will help in that endeavor.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes all the difference in the world.
Indeed.
And, you know, the Chorus America Chorus Impact Study found that singers in choirs tend to be more willing to volunteer in other areas and they tend more to be voters. So there's a social connection. There's a connection to society when you sing in a choir. And all of the conductors in this group that's going to be on stage for our concert have connections to Dr. Thomas, but also four of them have connections to us, to the chorus. Jeffrey Redding, who's conducting the West Orange High School Choir, who's also a finalist for the Grammy Award for Music Educator of the Year.
Wow.
Was our assistant conductor when he was a grad student twice during his time at FSU.
Wow.
And Corey Sullivan and Scott Lehman, the conductors for Childs and Lincoln, have both been singers in the chorus, and Corey sings with us now.
Wow.
And Peter Persino has been one of our soloists. He was the goose in one of our Carmina Burana productions.
I remember that.
So that's what's so wonderful about being in a chorus and being in this community chorus, because we truly are a community and a part of the larger community.
I don't want to be guilty of preaching to the choir. However, you could do the rim shot there for me.
Right.
the reality is, and I think we're probably just in agreement perhaps to the point that it might be a bit obnoxious. I think that if you look at those numbers, Randall, you were talking about it, Jane, you were talking about it, what happens to an individual, a student specifically, as they begin to develop educationally, we'll say, as they grow through, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, on into college, what is happening in the way that would encourage them to develop as a person? And I liken this to the kid who is in the kitchen washing dishes all the time. That's his job. But he never gets to sit at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So
why would he care about food preparation? Why would he care about the bigger picture? Because basically his job is just to clean up. So I think what happens to a community when we're doing something like this, what TC Chorus has done consistently for decades, we're celebrating.
Yep.
And we're saying, this is why we work so hard to create a community for ourselves, because after all, we all get to sit at the table. We all get a slice. And you don't have to sing. You can come and enjoy it as a listener, and thereby you participate in it. Right, Randall? Is that
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have over 300 people who directly participate in it now.
Isn't that remarkable?
It's amazing.
I think that rivals the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
It might.
I'm pretty sure.
We're reaching fire code, so we've got to be careful.
It's certainly our biggest number ever.
Man.
So it's
Now, I don't want to go too much further without mentioning that this is not the last of the season, is it?
No, it is not.
You have another concert coming up in April.
Correct.
So just for those folks who are paying attention here, and if you're marking your calendar, that concert is scheduled for April 13th.
It will be Dr. Thomas's final appearance on the stage of Ruby Diamond Concert Hall.
Hmm.
So we will be there along with the FSU choirs. The name of the concert is Tribute, and it's kind of a mutual tribute.
No,
it's our tribute to him and his tribute to us.
No,
we'll
kidding.
Present the Southeastern premiere of his Mass.
I have the assurance that there will be a lot of tissue handed out as you enter the concert hall that evening. There'll be boxes of
well, we're hoping
tissue.
More for joy.
Well, tears of.
We want
but
joy.
No doubt.
That's what he wants, and that's
no
what we'll
doubt.
Try to give.
No
so.
Doubt.
Yeah.
But even in this that you've referred to, this Unity 14 concert, there is that aspect of it, that it's the music, but it's the community. It's the interconnections, it's
right.
the years of devotion, and all of that sort of coming to bear in this moment while we celebrate at a number of levels the joy of music, the joy of creating music, and the joy of consuming music. Folks, this is what we are devoted to here in this moment. We've got Jan Smith, president of, Randall Webster, the executive director for Tallahassee Community Chorus. You stay with me. We've got a little bit more. We'll be right back.
Children are curious and eager learners. Young children learn best when they experience life firsthand in play. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program knows how to spark their innate desire to find out, figure out, and solve problems through the course of everyday events. Their teachers provide the expert guidance children need to capture and extend their natural eagerness to learn. If you want your child to learn and grow in a safe environment that promotes lifelong learning, call FSU Child Care and Learning Program today. Or visit them online at childcare.fsu.edu. FSU Child Care and Learning Program, working together to provide every child with a rich learning environment. Call today, 850-644-7970. childcare.fsu.edu. 850-644-7970.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back and we're talking about this upcoming Unity 14 concert celebrating the arts and education. Tallahassee Community Chorus, now in its 31st season, that'll feature the works of Lawton Childs High School, Leon High School, Lincoln High School choruses, Bach Middle School of the Arts, West Orange High School, all of these folks coming together. And this particular concert in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Big Band. Right, Randall?
Absolutely. Wonderful organization.
I love them.
And they're really going to be coming forth and asking for people to help them with mentoring kids.
Ah.
They're always in need of people to step in and be a big brother, a big sister. And so that's going to be their primary focus while they're at the concert. They'll have a table set up there where people
that's
can volunteer.
Remarkable. It's part of the tradition here for TC Chorus. You guys are always looking for a community partner that you can help benefit.
There's a synergy there, too, because I think we help bring people to their mission, and they help bring people to our mission, and we work together and make it
what a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, collaboration over competition.
Absolutely.
When you think about how this all gets pieced together, I mean, I said this earlier, choral conducting is more than just waving your hands in the air, right?
Right.
The backstage of this started how far back? How long ago did we begin looking at Unity 14 and what that was going to entail?
Well, that was probably started last year. We usually try to plan out about at least a year or two ahead. It was kind of there are a couple of reasons for it. We've celebrated kids lots of times in our concerts, but it just seemed like with everything you hear about all the cuts, especially to public education, it seemed like it was a good time to feature the value that comes from public. All these schools are public schools.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think that it was a good time to do that. It also kind of helps us a little bit to have other performers on the stage so that we don't have to be the whole concert because we're getting ready to travel in February.
Yeah.
So it does do that as well.
And that's another part of this organization that has always been evident from your beginnings, or very early beginnings anyway, that it's not all about you. You know, we've talked about the cooperative aspects of working with other organizations, Randall, you say, that have an allied mission and it's reciprocal. But then there's also been this sort of advocacy component. There's that sort of social comment component that the chorus brings to us and says, hey, we love great choral music. Of course we do. But we love being a part of a community that will do the right thing at the right time. And so here we come with this Unity concert, which in and of itself has that about it, right? There's always a kind of cause or a point to be made. In this case, the focus being on public education, especially celebrating the arts in education, STEAM over STEM, right?
Right.
If you've included the artistic component, you're actually helping this kid do better at the stuff. I mean, if he's going to learn how to lay brick, teach him how to sing a song while he's doing it.
It's not just to sing the song, but to sing it contrapuntally with the other people of the chorus. When you try to blend 300 voices together and have them get in the same direction, it's a tremendous thing. I mean, Dr. Thomas is one of the main reasons that occurs, but you know, you talk about songs of democracy. The chorus is a huge democracy of sorts.
Isn't it?
And putting all the parts of the puzzle together are really important. Everything from getting sheet music, which costs us thousands of dollars, and lots of work with our sheet music person, Chris Gorsuch, to raising money to help underwrite the costs of the organization, to putting the music together.
You know, that's one of the factors here that we really don't talk about very often when you're here with us, and that is the kind of cost involved. Both of you stay pretty close to those numbers because it's always tight and it's always a challenge. And it just seems to me that any of us who endeavor to, you know, try to create something that didn't exist before, right? Speaking of Spock, you know, going where no one has ever gone before. Well, that is the mission of this chorus. What's remarkable is that it's never been static. And maybe that's just Dr. Thomas, but I think it's also all of you saying, that was great. What else can we do?
Right.
How much further can we take this sort of social musical experiment?
Well, it's a great deed to Dr. Thomas, but also our board of directors, which is a hands-on board of directors. They really are actively involved in the operations. They're not just there to have a notch on their resume.
Right.
And it makes all the difference in the world.
Now, I know the chorus is going to fondly say farewell to Dr. Thomas, but we have someone in the wings who will take up that helm.
Tell us
about your new director.
That will be Dr. Michael Hanawalt, who is currently at Wichita State University. and is also the symphonic choir director for the Wichita Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
And Dr. Hannah Walt got his degree at FSU. He's one of Dr. Thomas's former students and also one of our former assistant conductors.
Yep.
And he is very excited to be assuming the position at FSU and also taking the helm at the Tallahassee Community Chorus.
That's very cool.
And we're excited to have him as well.
I was privileged to be in the chorus at the time.
That's right.
That he was studying then with Dr. Thomas. Both Stefan and I were singing that year. Who just got married, by the way?
I know. And
he's,
I know.
And moved to Colorado.
And moved to Colorado.
What? Who? How did that happen?
No, but I
nobody asks me these things. Dr. Thomas is retiring. Stefan's going to Colorado. I mean, when? No. But anyway.
Anyway.
He seems very happy.
Well, good.
Hard to argue with happiness.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. And so it is that this chorus brings such happiness. And with, you know, with this new fella coming on board, I recall him being very engaging, I think, with everybody. And I think that means that the legacy that is Dr. Thomas' legacy with us will continue. I think that he'll fill that role very well. You agree?
I do agree, but I think he'll have his own set of shoes to step into. Right. You're never going to replace Dr. Thomas. You have to be your own best
person.
Self.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll put his stamp on the chorus.
No doubt. Looking forward to all of it.
We're looking forward to it, too.
Folks, it's called Tallahassee Community Chorus. It is a gem among the many jewels that Tallahassee brings to the world, and in all of its shininess, they are presenting Unity 14 coming up Saturday, January 26th, 7:30, Ruby Diamond Concert Hall, Florida State University. You can get your tickets right now, tcchorus.org, or you can call 850-597-0603. Do yourself a big favor. Invest in your musical life and make this a part of your January, okay? It's happening, the 26th. My friends, Jan Smith, Randall Webster, always a pleasure.
Wonderful
Thank
to be
you,
here.
Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, my friends. That's what I have for you today, my friend. Glad you were part of it. Tallahassee Talks is the production of Alcom Marketing Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat Radio, online at moosemagnificat.com. Bringing you all local musicians playing their original songs. That is Moose Magnificat. Along with this show, our executive producer is Carl Cerny. He's amazing. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.